Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello? So you think you can help me?
Yeah. We can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Dina.
Hey, Dina, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
I need to know if my boyfriend is lying to me or not.
Okay. What's your boyfriend's name?
His name is Thomas.
Okay. And what do you think he's lying to you about?
Okay. So last weekend, he was down in Miami for work. He sells medical supplies, and they're having this convention in Miami. So he had to go down there. And then I found out that while he was down there, he was staying in the same hotel as his ex-wife.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Yeah, and he knew she was going to be there, right? So he just decided to not mention it to me. And I'm like, how's Miami? And he's like, oh, it's good. And I'm like, well, it must be kind of weird staying at the same hotel as your ex-wife, huh? And then, like, he's totally silent. And finally, he goes, oh, is she here too? And I'm like, are you kidding me? Of course you know she's there too. We got in this huge argument about it.
So hold on, was he staying with his ex-wife, like in the same room?
Well, that's what I asked him, right? And he said no, but I don't know now if I believe him or not.
Well, I have a question. How did you know he was staying at the same hotel as his ex-wife?
I follow her on Instagram, and she put up a picture of herself sitting by the pool, and it's the same friggin' hotel as him.
Okay. Oh. So she's also in the whole medical supply field?
Yeah, they used to work together.
Okay, I gotcha. So are they still down there?
No, he got back on Monday. But I still think he stayed with her, and I still think he's lying to me about it.
Okay. So the issue is, did they really stay at the same hotel in the same room?
Yes.
And he said no, but you don't believe him?
Also, yes.
Okay. Do you remember what hotel it was?
It was the Marriott.
Okay. Last question. Do you happen to have a contact number for the ex-wife?
I have a work number.
Work number. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. So sit tight. We'll make some phone calls here when we come back. We'll figure out what's going on.
Hello?
Good morning. Can I speak to Kim, please?
Yeah, this is Kim.
Good morning, ma'am. This is Mark Ronson. I'm calling from the Miami Mayor. How are you today?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Just fine. The reason I'm calling is, first of all, to make sure that you actually enjoyed your stay with us while you were in Miami.
Oh, yeah, it was just fine.
Excellent. The other reason I'm calling is because we located a makeup bag that had been left behind in one of our rooms, a room that was registered to a Thomas. We called to let him know, and he gave us your number. He said he thought maybe it belonged to you.
Yeah, hold on, wait. You found it in which room?
The room that Mr. S*** is staying in.
And what exactly was in it?
Well, it was just a makeup bag.
Okay, well, first of all, that's my ex-husband, so I definitely did not stay in that room. So he said it was my bag?
Well, he wasn't sure who it belonged to.
Okay, well, no, it's not mine. He did have a young lady that stayed in his room with him, though. I think it was his assistant or something. It's probably hers.
Ah, okay, I see. Well, sorry to bother you.
Yeah, sorry about that. Call him back. I think the person that you're looking for is his assistant, and I think her name is Tracy, maybe?
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, have a nice day. Okay, so good news, Dina. No ex-wife in the room, apparently.
Yeah, but who the hell is this Tracy person?
Good question. You want to find out?
Do.
Yeah, okay. All right, stand by then. We'll call Thomas then.
Hello?
Hello?
Good morning. Can I speak to Thomas, please?
This is Thomas.
Good morning, Thomas. This is Lowell Stanley. I'm calling from the Miami.
Good morning.
The reason I'm calling is because our housekeeping found a woman's makeup bag in the bathroom of the room that you were staying. And we thought maybe someone in your party had left it behind. There was actually an ID inside with the name Tracy, I think it was.
Yep. Yeah, that actually belongs to my coworker. And I can let her know that you have it. Is there a good number or something to call you at? Or should I just have her call the hotel?
You know what? Actually, let me put you in touch with our concierge. Her name is Dina. Dina, are you there?
Yeah, I am here. Can you explain to me why your female coworker was staying in the same room as you when you lied to your girlfriend back in Virginia? Can you explain that, please?
I'm confused.
Yeah. Do you want to tell me why you have another girl staying in your room with you? And then, when I asked you if you were alone in your room, you decided to tell me yes?
Okay, so this is Dina then?
I'm waiting.
Okay, so first of all, you never asked me if I was alone in my room.
The hell I didn't!
Hold on. What you asked me was my ex-wife staying in the same room as me, and I told you that she didn't.
Okay, so she wasn't in the room with you, but your assistant was.
Yeah, I mean, the room had two separate beds. She stayed in one, I stayed in the other. It was a work trip, and that's it.
Seriously, how f***ing stupid do you think I am? Like, do you honestly think I believe that story?
You know what, honestly, I don't care if you believe it. It's just that's the truth.
Yeah, no, the truth is that you're a goddamn liar, and when you get caught in your lies, you change the story.
Or the truth is actually that you're crazy, and you need professional help.
So, okay, Dina, do you even know this Tracy person?
No. Well, I mean, I know he has female coworkers, but it's not like I've ever, met any of them.
Yeah, it's too bad we don't have her number. I wonder if we can get it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.